Welcome to the Meadow End podcast. Joining me is Jamie Griffiths and Chris Ammons inside a very sunlit Edgar Street ahead of Dunkirk at the weekend. How excited are you, Jamie?
Very excited, I think, yeah. Maybe a bit of nervous apprehension as well, but, you know, we'll get there, won't we?
It's all of the amount of work that's been going on. I mean, you've all been talking about sleepless nights and trying to make notes by your bedside when you wake up and that sort of thing. It's really going to take the weight off your shoulders, I guess.
What I like about Saturday is it's down to the football. You know, it's nothing to do with us. The amount of work that's gone on behind the scenes really doesn't come into it. You know, it's about what happens come 3 o'clock. So hopefully we can all be a bit happier for 90 minutes.
Have you forgiven Stig for not turning up for the FC United game now?
Still a sore point. I wouldn't talk about it, to be perfectly honest.
Because Stig, you, as far as you're concerned, that game never happened.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Clearly the first game we played here was against West Brom. Sadly, it was a 6-0 defeat, but, you know, we had to start somewhere, didn't we? And certainly things hopefully are on the up since that very first game here on that Tuesday night.
But for you as well, because from the word go you were here, how good is it going to feel on Saturday at 3 o'clock?
I think I'm struggling at the moment to work out how it'll feel. I mean, I think it'd just be fantastic from a personal point of view as a fan as much as anything. I'm getting that sort of giddy feeling in my stomach about the opening game of the season, but it's sort of magnified a million times, really, with everything that's gone on, and it all comes to fruition on Saturday, really. And even the last couple of days this week, you know, only 3 days to go before the game, the 8 more volunteers in today painting, doing work, and just the buzz about the place has been fantastic. And you sort of reach a point where you think, actually, it can't get any better than this in terms of a buzz, but it's just growing and growing and growing. And I think Friday tomorrow, ahead of the game on Saturday, and we're open 10 till 6, I think it'll just be brilliant again tomorrow.
I've got to mention Ken Kinnersley, because he's been key to all of this. I'm not even sure the club would have got to the position it's in without Ken.
Absolutely, he's a senile old fool, but he's our senile old fool. So we're all, you know, Ken's an absolute legend, to be perfectly honest. You know, in amongst many, many people, we wouldn't be here or we wouldn't be playing on Saturday without them. But Ken is very near the top of that list in terms of the work he's put in, the organisation he's brought to everything, the regimentation as much as anything, just to keep his eye on everything. And he's champion form filler outer as well, so
that'll be his military background.
I think that will be his military background. And, you know, he asked me for input on forms at times, and that's the only time I've slept in the last 3 months, to be honest, so it's quite useful.
What about the board that's been announced, or rather I should say the investors, Jamie? How pleasing was it for you to get those names out before the start of the campaign?
Yeah, obviously it's nice because it puts any kind of worries to bed amongst the fans. They're all proper diehard Hereford fans, which is the main thing. You know, they at the end of the day, they want exactly what everyone else wants.
Best moment for you in the build-up?
So far. There's been a lot of highs, a lot of laughs in the office as well. I think it's fair to say that's kind of what keeps us going every day. But for me, the absolute high was being next to the tunnel when the players walked out against FC United, because that's when it really hit home. It did take place, because that's when it hit home that we, you know, got our club back.
And how about you, Stig?
The highlight's clear. What I would say is that one of the highlights that hasn't taken place is the cup of tea that Jamie's been promising me for 2.5 months, because never have I known a man boil a kettle as often but deliver so little in terms of hot drinks on a daily basis. I think probably one of my favourite days was when the chairman and I had a meeting with the Hereford Times. We're having an in-depth discussion and selling them the dream, and then we came out into the stand to talk them through it. And as we were stood in the stand talking, out of the tunnel waddled this bloke screaming abuse at some pigeons on the pitch with a pitchfork. And at which point we turned to the editor and said, "Oh, have you met our commercial director, George Webb, who is now, and excuse the terminology, known as the pillock with the pitchfork around the place?" So that was quite an entertaining day.
That'll stick.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think he may have come across that first part of his name beforehand, but the pitchfork's been set.
I think we'll use that in Talking Bull throughout the season. Players, squads come together. Pete's done his job very effectively, in my opinion. Looks very competitive.
Yeah, if you kind of compare the whole game to the FC United game, it's a world of difference, isn't it? I mean, the FC United game, you know, we won it. It was good from the point of view it was the first game. But I thought the whole game, I was really impressed. The FC, every answer I give is going to be FC United.
Thank you. Yeah.
The whole game, I just thought, was we looked like a proper team. You know, the strikers, but, you know, kind of the icing on the cake, I think. Mills and Haysham, but you know, mightily impressed by a number of others, Birch and Page as well. So terrific, really.
Because you were alongside me at Brimscombe and Thrupp, and that first half, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, really.
Yeah, no, it was outstanding first half at Brimscombe. You were kind of a bit like, as you say, you couldn't quite believe what you were seeing, and then the Mills-Haitian partnership coming together, and I think, you know, in midfield we were just looking for a little bit more experience maybe, and hopefully Birch can come in and provide that. He's only young, but he's obviously played a really good level of football for the past couple of years. So, yeah, so as Jamie said, I think the squad's looking strong, and clearly the football that they're being asked to play will hopefully suit them. And I think if it continues in the way that it was played on Saturday, I think we've got a lot of good times ahead, hopefully.
Mention the word continuation. Is it important for you that Pete Beadle is the manager once again?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Bees did a really good job here once he got hold of things when he came in at the end of the season as caretaker. And one of the great things from a personal point of view is when I've watched the team, it hasn't felt any different. At Brimscombe, I felt exactly how I felt about Hereford United, watching Hereford United for 30 years. It to me, felt there wasn't... I didn't even give it a split-second thought that it wasn't Hereford United that I was watching. And deep down, you do wonder, but there's no doubt for me, this is my club. It's the same club that it's always been to me.
A lot of people are saying it is a very competitive league. Have you come across anything from Dunkirk that we should be aware of? I think they've made a few signings.
Yeah, they got a few. They got a few with league experience and obviously kind of the Midland League. It really is going into the unknown. I saw Westfields a few times last season, so you kind of got a kind of eye on what to expect. But I just think it's something different here, isn't it? And you just never know how clubs are going to come and play here, and then when we go to their places, how are they going to perform? It's, you know, I don't like to sound like we're a massive club or anything, but you know, it might well be their cup final, which we might have to be a bit careful about.
It's going to be like that, isn't it, home and away?
Oh, I think it'll be a battle with Dunkirk, that's for sure. I don't think there'll be any doubt about that. And obviously it'll be an invasion fixture when we go there, whenever that is later in the season.
Is he like this all the time?
All the time.
Oh, my word. How do you cope?
Those are two of my best gags from the last 3 months, they are. I've been saving them since the start of this interview. You know, I mean, this podcast is going to be massive as a result of those. I mean, I think we've just got to deal with the team that's put in front of us. I think, you know, you'd like to think that we'll have a decent footballing opportunity on our big pitch. You'd like to think that we'll be able to give teams a tough time. We keep the ball as well as we did at Brimscombe and as well as we did at times against Hull. I think we've got half a chance, especially in the home games on a good pitch. We should take some beating, I think.
Okay, match prediction, Jamie?
It's going to be hard, I think. Harder than many expect, but 2-1 win.
And for you, Stig?
Oh, I suspect we'll probably lose 4-0, because the law of Hereford United dictates that when you get a big crowd in for a league fixture and a chance to charm people, you have to lose. So let's sort of say 3-1 to Dunkirk or something like that.
On that very sad note, that's the end of the Meadow End podcast. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next time around.